What's up, my babies?
How's my Rugrats doing? The cult, how are we doing today? Me and JC, we saw Star Wars. And let me tell you, not a disappointment. Not at all. It was so good. Bit long, but overall, the movie was fantastic. I won't get into spoilers. I will say somebody big dies. That's all I'm going to say, though. But, yeah, great movie. Star Wars fans, you need to see it, okay? If you're a Star Wars fan, you need to see Star Wars. Even Jenna, by the way, we saw the 10 o'clock one, so it was kind of late. But even Jenna was like, she said, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I don't know. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. Like I said, someone big dies. Hope that's not too big of a spoiler. But for sure see it. The Last Jedi. Ugh. In theaters now. We saw it on opening night. I was really hoping that we would see some of those freaks. You know what I'm talking about? Those fucking Star Wars people dressed up like Chewbacca or something. That would have been ideal. But, you know, you can't always get what you want. But, yeah. By the way, I don't know if you guys are like this, but when you go to the theaters with the theaters that have, like, the recliners and shit, they're almost like, it's almost too much, especially for, I think Star Wars is like 2.5 hours long. That's not including the previews or like the beginning of the shit where they're telling you, turn your phone off, all that crap. So I'd say at the very least 2 hours, 50 minutes. That's long. I'm going to go with, it was 3 hours, three plus, but very least 2 hours, 50 minutes. Then you're in that recliner and they're so comfy, leaning all the way back. And it's like, they always have it at the right temperature. Theaters are never too cold. So you're like, you're fighting sleep. And, it was just a little bit rough, you know, it was a little bit harder to stay up during, like, and it was a good movie, by the way. We didn't, but if you got stoned and watched Star Wars, it might be the best movie ever created, ever. Any of them. Because I was just watching it, and, like, you're flying through space and shit, but I'm saying you gotta get really high. You can't just be, like, a little bit. You gotta be super baked. But it would be a fantastic experience, I think. It might be scary. I don't know. But, yeah, so we saw that. It was so good. What else happened? Oh, yesterday, I don't know if you guys have ever been to Aladdin's, but it's like a Mediterranean place. Don't know even why I'm talking about this, but, I got it, dude. I don't know if you guys like hummus or whatever, if you're like, oh, no, white privilege, I just only eat white shit. I eat fucking cabbage and sauerkraut and, fucking sausage. But if you like hummus, dude, theirs was the bomb. Oh yeah, so I went to Starbucks, and, you know, I don't know if I talked about this, but it keeps happening. Dude, Starbucks, it's Christmas time. I want the dark roast Christmas blend with almond milk and 3 Splenda. Every single time I go there, I say, can I get the Christmas blend, almond milk, 3 Splenda? Christmas blend's only on pour over right now. Do you want the Pike blend? Hey, if you're a Starbucks employee listening right now, no, I don't want the other blend. You know what I want? What I ordered. You know, like, it's Christmas time, guys. There's snow on the ground. It's December 16th, 9 days till Christmas. Guys, brew more Christmas blend. It's not, is it that hard? Like, and then I gotta feel like, they make me feel like an asshole. Because I'm like, yeah, I still want it. They're like, it's gonna take 5 minutes. Is that okay? Like, yeah, dude, it's okay. I'm not gonna change my order to be more convenient for you. I'm just disrespectful like that. Like, I don't think I am the asshole for this. You know? I want the Christmas blend. Give me the Christmas blend. I ordered it for a reason, you know? It's not like I was like, you know, let me try it. No, I order every time, so just fucking have it, dude. Starbucks, be better. You know, you guys are worth how much money? Oh, your specialty is brewing coffee. I just got so worked up, I drooled a little bit. You ever get so fucking worked up, you forget to swallow your spit, and you don't even give a fuck? That just happened to me. Dude, if you never got so worked up that you drooled a little bit when you were talking, are you even living, you know? Chris D'Elia was actually talking about that too. But for real, like, think about that. If you've never gotten so worked up over something that you drooled just a little bit, like, what? You're not getting worked up enough. What? I don't even know, remember what I was talking about that I got so worked up about. Starbucks. Well, I was going to say Star Wars, but Star Wars was fantastic. Starbucks, man. It's just like, it's frustrating, you know? Hey, man. Oh, this is how it goes. Hi, can I get a venti Christmas blend with almond milk and 3 Splenda? Well, that's only on pour over. Do you want the other one? Hey. No, I don't. I want the one hoard. That's what I'm going to say next time. No, hey man, can you just give me a wild ord? Just be so disrespectful. Starbucks, dude, just do better, man. You guys are great. Just do better. I know it's asking a lot to have, like, the seasonal one, but just do it. I was scrolling on Facebook, and I saw this girl posted, how many guys would be okay with their girl being a stripper? There's so many comments on it, and so many dudes are like, so many dudes are just trying to like sound like the right, they're just trying to give the right, like the right answer. You know what I'm talking about? Like, whatever my girl wants to do, she can do it, and I'll support her. Okay, so you're gonna support your girlfriend being like, basically naked, dancing on other dudes' dicks. You're going to support that? Well, yeah, because it's business. And whatever she wants to do is cool with me. Oh, I get it. You guys didn't sleep together yet. That's what that is. Because I tried that before, you know? I tried to talk one time to a girl that was a stripper. Didn't work, man. At least if you have any kind of jealousness in your body. Like, if you get jealous at all, stripping is not the kind of person you want to go after. Because whenever that girl says, gotta go to work, you know what work is? Her dancing naked. You know, so I get it. You want to be respectful and shit. But I also get it if you say, fuck that. That's what I say. I say, fuck that. Because I am shallow, I guess. Whatever. Yeah, just, like, think about that. I don't know. What would you guys think? Are you cool with your girlfriend being a stripper? Because I'm not. I'm just not cool with it. I had something I wanted to talk about, but I don't really remember what it was. Anyway, if you guys wanted to know my fantasy football career is just crashing as we speak. You know, I started Jordan Howard and it's just, I don't know, it's bad. Bad news bears, bro. Did you ever see those dudes that like, excuse me, those dudes that post like, it looks like they were modeling in their pictures. I tried to do that one time, dude, like post like a real thought out picture and it didn't work. You know why? Because I'm not a douche. Oh yeah. Those girls on Twitter, dude, and they post like a picture of them like looking all cute and shit, and then they go, oh my god, nobody ever talks to me. And then they get like 4,000 retweets and like 10,000 likes, and there's about 400 comments on it, and it's all dudes like, I'll talk to you. Hey guys, you know why she said that? She said that so you'd give her attention. You think that those pretty girls that you're trying to talk to really don't get any attention in life? Because they do. Did you guys ever see the movie Deck the Halls? I'm only saying this because it was on today. It's where Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick are neighbors. And okay, so if you haven't seen Deck the Halls, let me just break it down for you. Danny DeVito thinks that like nothing good has happened in his life, and he wants his house to be seen from space because like his daughters are on like, it was Google Earth, but like it wasn't Google Earth, you know. So he wants to be seen from space, so he has this idea to light up his house, so that they can see it from space, and it pisses Matthew Broderick off because he's like, dude, I was like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and now I'm fucking in this Christmas movie with Danny DeVito. But anyway, this is all I'm trying to get to. All I think of whenever I see Danny DeVito in another movie is Frank in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All I think of is Frank, like, in a different disguise. Like, Danny DeVito in any movie now is just Frank from Always Sunny. It's like, hold up, let me see if I can get onto his IMDb real quick. But, like, so in this movie, he's just, like, this Christmas dude, and he's kind of like a troll a little bit. And still, all I could think of is, like, I could see that in, I could see that just being Frank, just being a troll. Okay, here's his IMDb. Let's go. I need a producer for this thing. And by producer, I mean I need somebody to I need somebody to look up shit when I'm trying to talk. Okay, so I don't even know these fucking movies. Go on Danny DeVito's fucking IMDb and tell me if you know any of these. I don't know shit about Danny DeVito, man. He's like that guy that's always in the movies. Like, okay, that sounded stupid, but what I mean is, he's just like the guy that's always in a movie. He's just a cameo, like, fucking star. Like, what are these movies? Deck the Halls is like the first one that I knew. Reno 911, but like, it's fucking 2017, so that shit's done. You know what pisses me off, speaking of Reno 911, is the dudes that still dress up like the fucking, they still dress up like that one cop with the super short shorts from Reno 911 for Halloween, and they're like trying to be clever. Dude, it's not clever to do that anymore. It was clever like when that show first came out. It's 2017, dude. Be fucking better, you know? Yeah, holy shit, man. Danny DeVito is in nothing. You know what I mean? Jeez Louise. But, I don't know. Try to find a movie with... He's in Men in Black. Like, did you guys know this? Huh? Space Jam. Oh, he was Swackhammer. His voice. Oh, the fucking... Wasn't that the bad guy? Yeah. Okay, well, picture that guy being fucking Danny DeVito. Dude, Danny DeVito has a bad rap. Like, a bad rap sheet for... This list is so long. Jesus Christ. The first movie he was in was 1970, dude. It's 2017. He's been acting for like 50 years. Holy shit. Dude, Danny DeVito is old as dirt. How old is this guy? I don't know. Oh, born 1944. He's been acting since he was born. Danny DeVito. Yeah, man. I don't know how we got on this. Oh, Danny DeVito and Deck the Halls. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he is just always Frank. Dude, I tried to slam my buddy so hard. He tweeted, I look like a douche online. I'm quite the opposite, though. For sure, though, only a douche would tweet that. Oh, if you go on my Twitter, you'll see who it is. Fuck it. It's Sean, actually. So he tweeted, I look like a douche online. I'm quite the opposite, though. So I went to his page to find the most douchiest thing I could. Didn't take long. So you click on his page. You know how people have, like, you know how people have their location, where they're at? Like, it'll say Cleveland or Parma or something like that. What do you think his says? The gym. Okay. Hey, bro. Your location is the gym? Does that mean anytime I want to find you, I just go to the gym? Sean, eat some fucking cheese Danishes again, dude. Because I want to meet Fat Sean. Because there's no way that Fat Sean was as big of a douche as Skinny Sean. Oh, by the way, I'm just going to roast him real quick. Guess what his fucking cover picture is on Twitter, huh? Guess what it is. If his location is the gym. Oh, did you think it was him with his shirt off, with his arms spread, back to the camera? Because you were right. Guess what else? Okay. And guess if in his bio it says Team Tall. Oh, yeah, you'd be right. You would be right. Oh, dude. The first three things I see on your fucking page is your enormous cover picture of your traps fucking almost to your fucking ears, okay? Back to the camera, arms spread wide, like you're on the back of a mixtape. Then I go to your bio. You know, maybe he's not that bad. Okay, lineman grad spring 2018. Team Tall. Okay, still, okay, so you're 0 for 2. Let me keep going. Where are you from? Oh, that's where you're from? The gym? Hey, Sean, bury yourself. Hey, Sean, do me a favor. Get captured. Oh, shit. Oh, man. One time I had a dream. This is super, very random. One time I had a dream that I was at the park and I had a sword and I was fighting lions. Don't know where I was going with that, but whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really have much going into this podcast, you know? I asked you guys to give me ideas of what you want to hear, and you give me nothing, you know? You guys just give me a whole bunch of nothing. Let's go to Trump's Twitter. We'll see if anything's popping over there. There's nothing really, dude. I saw him on the TV the other day, And I just got so upset, you know. I don't watch the news because the news is just nothing but sadness, okay? I don't know the people that watch the news, but like, but why do you? You know what I mean? It's like murder, murder, kidnapping, murder, robbery, murder, weather, that's not even true. Oh, wait, what's next? Murder. Like, dude, why are you watching that shit? It's so miserable. It makes me so upset. But, oh, it's, Trump was on it, right? And, I was watching football, and this fucking ball bounced right off this dude's face mask. You know, you look like a fucking dork if the ball bounces right off your face mask, right through the hands into the face mask. Doink. You look like a, you look like a dork, dude. What was I going for? Oh, Trump, dude. He's not a real skin color. And it's like, his eyes are white, but his face is so, it's orange. It's not tan, it's orange. You know, it's so weird to me. And like, the things he tweets, I don't know, man. It's so funny. CNN's slogan is CNN, the most trusted name in news. Everyone knows this is not true. Oh, man, this is great. Hold up. Hold up. Okay. Fake news, CNN. This is the first tweet. Fake news, CNN made a vicious and purposeful mistake yesterday. They were caught red-handed, just like lonely Brian Ross at ABC News, who should be immediately fired for his mistake. Watch to see if CNN fires those responsible or if it was just gross incompetence. Followed by, CNN slogan is CNN, the most trusted name in news. Everyone knows this is not true. That this could, in fact, be a fraud on the American public. There are many outlets that are far more trusted than fake news, CNN. Their slogan should be CNN, the least trusted name in news. Oh my god, dude. This guy is fucking hilarious. I need to tweet that. Oh my goodness. Like, who... Are you guys happy, America? Because this is so funny, dude. Why is he always taking shots at CNN? CNN slogan is CNN, the most trusted name in news. Oh my goodness gracious. He's so bizarre. I love it, dude. I love it so much. And then, like, he tweets out, like, from his own personal thing, like, it says, make America great again, President Donald J. Trump, 45% approval rating. Oh my goodness, man, he's so ridiculous. I guess he's better than having Hillary in there, because she was crazy, too. They're all crazy. Dude, politics is, like, just such a big joke. To me, it's such a joke. How funny is it, dude, the people that think, like, this net neutrality thing is gonna, like, cost them, like... I tweeted this, like, post, and, it says, if net neutrality is, repealed, Netflix will cost $199 per second, $800 fine if you say MySpace... Your iPhone will strangle you. The entirety of Manhattan will be zombies except for one man. Annual reaping of children will be instated. The Lorax shows up. Sharknado. Like, what do you guys expect is going to happen? Like, everybody that is so obsessed with your phone, just looking at your phone, including me, it's like, you're still going to be looking at your phone, man. Your phone's not going anywhere, dude. Social media is not going anywhere. Stop stressing over shit that, like, doesn't really make a big deal. By the way, okay, so I got super high the other day. And, just kidding. I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay, so I did get high anyway. But I was, like, so happy. And it was like, dude, if everybody could just feel like this, if everybody could feel the way I did, then marijuana would never be illegal ever. Bro, I got so much stuff going on. I have ADD so bad that, like, I'm trying to scroll on Facebook to see funny shit that people are posting so that I can make fun of them. And I can't even, like, I just can't concentrate because I'm ADD as fuck, man. You guys ever have that? Whatever. Yeah, whatever, guys. I'm just going to stop this one here. And I'm going to take some notes on, or I'm going to ask you guys what kind of true stories you want me to tell you. So be on the lookout for the next episode. And guys, just fucking hold up. Is Jingle Bells racist? Bro, fuck yourself if this is real. Dude, fuck yourself. Problematic history? What? The legacy of Jingle Bells is one where blackface and racist origins have been semantically. Dude, this can't be real. If this is real, fuck yourself. How funny are Christmas carols? And like when people, dude, I love when people say, ooh, Jingle Bells, or fucking, they're playing Christmas music earlier and earlier every year. No, dude, they play it right after fucking Thanksgiving or right before. It's never like, dude, it's never earlier. If every year they played it earlier, dude, they would just play it year round. Fuck yourself if you say that shit. Dude, you don't have to even listen to it. It's one station. If you're so upset about like when they play that shit, like just fuck off, man. Seriously. Who do you think you are? Getting all upset over everything. I'm upset right now because you guys upset me. Like, who doesn't want to hear that shit? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Fuck yourself if you don't like that. You know? Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. It's all about him being fucking happy and homeless and shit. It's just like, bro, if your biggest issue is that, like, Christmas music starts too early, whatever. Fuck yourself. Anyway, guys, hit me up, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, share the podcast. Let me know what you want to hear about, and I'll talk about it. I got nothing but time to listen to your suggestions. So, you know, let me know. I got to take JC out for her birthday. Happy birthday, JC. Tell her happy birthday, motherfuckers. And I won't have to shun you from the cult. So, I love you guys. Until next time, peace.